We're back. It is the 5x5 late night. Well, not even late night. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and we're coming to you on Wednesday night. I know earlier this week, well, I guess it was really be last week, because Saturday, I popped on for a bit because I felt like venting and talking and chatting, but amid all the technical difficulties that I had on Saturday night, it just didn't happen, and I dumped the entire episode. So we're back at our semi-regular time, because you know, I used to come on Tuesday nights, but we're here on Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday. Hell, I've been working so much, I don't even know what time of day it is. Well, I know it's 10:30. I don't know what day of the week it is, but I just said Wednesday, so I guess I do know. But I'm trying to tell you, it has been a crazy several days since the last time I talked to you guys. For those who chimed in on Saturday, I'm sorry. So you might hear some of the other stuff I was talking about on Saturday regurgitated tonight, but that's okay. Because I'll spin it to make it a little bit more funnier, but it really definitely has been a trying several 5-6 days, and I'm done, and but I'm here, and I feel okay. I had a headache a good part of the day, and it just finally kind of went away, and because I was stressed the hell out, you know, I talk about my job a lot, and my job is bringing me probably more stress than I really want, you know, and it's nothing that I can't handle, but it's stuff that I don't want to handle. You know, last night I put on Facebook, I'm like, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I was saying, you ever fight sleep, you know, on a particular night because you know the next day is going to be worse than the day that you're currently in? So, you know, when you close your eyes to go to sleep, and when you open your eyes the next day, you're like, oh, hell, I got to deal with this day. So, that's how I've been feeling. That's how I felt every day this week. It's like, damn, I need to go to bed, but I don't want to go to bed because when I wake up, I got to deal with the bullshit of the day after. And today is, nothing different than the rest of the week is the rest of the week has been, because I know when I go to sleep tonight, and Lord, hope I wake up in the morning, you know, let me pray about it and think of Jesus, thank you for food, amen. because I know tomorrow's going to be a lot of bullshit, of course, like always. And I got to deal with it. But I'm glad I'm here talking to you guys again, once again. You know, you always catch this show when you can catch me live, and I normally put it on Facebook. Sometimes not as early as I would like, but, you know, it is what it is. But you can catch us live here on Spreaker.com. If you don't catch the show here on the actual Spreaker website, you can always go to the 5x5.blogspot.com and go to our Spreaker Live page. And if we're in a live episode, you can listen there and participate in the chat. And oftentimes we do have people who interact with me from the chat room, but you can do that from the blog itself. On the Spreaker Live page. But if you happen to be one of the fabulous 1,018 people who follow the show, you can catch us on iTunes. So if you're over at iTunes and you look up the 5x5 Late Night Show, that's what we're under over there, you can follow and subscribe, and then that will be downloaded into your podcast listening device. And there's other podcast software that you can use if you have an Android phone, but mainly on iTunes. So don't forget to subscribe and rate us over there. And you can get all the shows in the archives, but you can get those as well on Spreaker.com. But, you know, there's a new feature on the website on the 5x5.blogspot.com is a voicemail app. So where you can click the right side of the page is where the little button is for the voicemail. And you can send me a voicemail and I will play them here on the show. So that would be fun. But thank you guys. You know, whenever, wherever, however you catch us, me, whomever I have on the show at the particular time, I appreciate you guys listening. And I will get better on schedule. I know podcasting 101 is you need to have a schedule that you stick with every week. And with my schedule the way it is, that ain't happening. And I was like, if I don't do anything tonight, yeah, I probably won't hear from you guys. You guys probably won't hear from me from next week because I have a really, the next several days are going to be crazy for me work-wise. Well, maybe not tomorrow. But you know, I'm on the weekly rewind with Tristan, Gary, and Chris we record on Thursday, but we post on Friday. But so I'm doing that on Thursday night. So I don't want to interrupt that because I have a fun time doing that podcast with those guys. But I want you guys to tell me what you guys have been up to. Let me know what's going on. It was a heavy, heavy, heavy. And I said this before, new comic book day, you know, every Wednesday. And I'm working on a spot for that. Every Wednesday is new comic book day at your local comic book store. And a ton of titles. And I predicted this when DC went into convergence. And then when they fooled us and say, oh, all the universes post-crisis are going to be intact and they're going to be there so we can pull stories from everywhere. I'm like, yeah, y'all try to get all the money through all these different titles, and today was no exception because now we have a Bizarro, you know, the mirror reflection of Superman. He has his own comic. I did pick it up today, and it's only $2.99, so they're not too terribly expensive. Bizarro number one, and then Batmite. Who would ever thought? And I think he's been in Batman comic books before, but I didn't think he ever had his own title. He may have, I don't know. But Batmite number one also debuted today. So there was a few others, but like I said, I haven't had a chance to read any of them. And then with the Secret Wars phenomenon going on at Marvel, there is a ton of titles that's kind of mucking up the Marvel universe right now. So we'll talk about that at a different time. So I did get to go to the comic book store today and spend more money than I wanted to spend. But, you know, that happens every week. but, you know, the big thing that's been in the news this week is Ms. Jenner herself. You know, Bruce Jenner. Decathlon Olympian, patriarch or former patriarch of two of the Kardashians, Kylie, I think, and what's the other one that been messing with the lips and stuff, and the lips is all, I don't know all them girls' names. What's that girl's name? Y'all need to help me out. And, you know, he is transitioning into a female. You know, we seen him on Diane Sawyer a few weeks ago. My only thing, he's called Caitlyn Jenner now. She is called Caitlyn Jenner because I know some people will get mad and say that I'm doing too much. I'm doing too much at... I'm saying too much because, you know, trans people, when they finally transition, they want to be called the gender that they're transitioning to. So, you know, hey, I'm trying, you know. So she is now Caitlyn. And the thing is, when she get the breasts, how that happened so quick? You know, because, you know, Annie Leibovitz did the pictures for, I don't know the magazine that she did the pictures for, but she did the pictures for Caitlyn Jenner, and they're absolutely gorgeous. You know, the world-renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz that does the crazy pictures for. She's probably done a photojournalist. She's probably taking pictures of everyone, but these pictures are gorgeous. And then now some of the memes online that the look on your wife's face when you look better than her when you turn to a woman, you know, because Caitlyn is serving them up, baby, you know. But I don't. She has breasts. I'm like, where did the breasts come from? The hair is flawed. She looked gorgeous. She looked gorgeous. I think Jon Stewart had said some things the other day. I don't know if anybody necessarily got mad at him or, yeah, but he did say some things the other day, and I'm not gonna recant that here. But I'm not gonna retell that all here. But it's interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see how all that plays out. You just don't, you don't, you know, you don't know what somebody's going through in their life. And, you know, like she said, child, I'm not trying to be funny. She's felt this way, her whole life. And now you are living in your truth. And that's what everybody is saying. So best of luck to Caitlyn. I just want to know how you got them breasts so quick, because they were popping out all over the place, baby. Or they might be fakes. You know, I know drag queens that put them fake things in and they look fake. Why somebody put in the chat room a list to somebody's arrest record for some reason. I don't know why you would do that. But okay. Okay, thanks for sharing. And we're going to delete that because nobody wants that on there. But anyhow, so what else is going on that I wanted to get out of the way? You know, I would say in infatuation with infatuation with fast food, and I guess that's why it's called why you say in fat. Situation because I, you know, in the course of my job, I've been getting up pretty early and having to get in here and getting there and getting everywhere. And so I rode through Burger King the other day. And so and this is one of the Burger Kings that's attached to the gas station. You know, although I do love me some gas station pizza, you know, some things are not always made to be attached to a gas station. And so, and I knew this and I'm like, you know, but it was in the area that I was at, and I wanted some coffee and I wanted something to eat. So I'm like, let me just roll through here. So I rolled through the drive through, and it was like 10:15 to 8. It was 7:45 in the morning. And so I rolled through, and I'm at the intercom where you place the order. And I'm like, I'm sitting here for a very long time. I'm like, why am I still sitting here? You know, literally 5 minutes went past. And if I hadn't gotten some work texts, you know, I would have drove off before then. But I'm like, okay, it's been 5 minutes. And so I drive to the window. And so I see a girl and she looks out there at me. I'm like, well, maybe they're not open. You know, but I looked on the side and said, it says 7:00. You know, so I said, no, I'm not early. And so she looks at me, and then she I hear her say something to somebody in the room or in the dining room. And I said, so I'm just sitting there in the car waiting. And she finally comes, and it's been maybe 5 to 7 because I'm determined to get breakfast, because I knew if I hadn't got breakfast then I was only be able to eat, you know, to way later in the day. And I'm like, I need to eat something now so I don't get sick or get a headache. Sometimes when I don't eat, I get a headache. I know it's sugar, but you know. And so the first thing, and I wasn't trying to be smart or anything, I'm like, I said, why am I waiting 10 minutes in the drive through? And she's like, oh, we didn't have our headsets on. And I looked at her, I said, are you kidding me? And she's like, ah, she's like, you know, because now I'm annoyed. I'm like, girl, you know, don't nobody, you know, have time for that.
It's your life.
Right. And so and she's like, well, what do you want to order? Blah, blah, blah. I said, well, do you have it? I said, I feel like you guys have just started. You just opened this. I'm getting it. I said, but so what's what's ready so I can get it and be fast and go, oh, I think everything is ready. Girl, how can you think ain't nobody else in there? I said, can you go peep? You know, can you see? I order what you have. And so she's like, oh, it's everything. All right, gotcha, boo. And so I ordered, you know, my sandwich and my breakfast sandwich. And so I get my coffee and I pay. Well, I'm really sorry. And I'm like, yeah, that's a little ridiculous. And so I get to where I had to go. So I'm eating my food, you know, and I'm working. And no, I'm not eating my food yet. So I open my biscuit. And I'm like, this biscuit feel awfully hard. And the biscuit was so hard. Have you guys ever seen the first Charlie's Angels movie? Either the first or second one. It had to be the first. When, I guess, Lucy Liu was trying to, she was learning how to cook or something. Yeah, it was the first movie. She was learning how to cook, and she had those muffins, and then they were taking the muffins and throwing them at each other, and then one muffin hit the wall and stuck into the wall. That's how hard this Burger King biscuit was. I'm like, they gave me a cracker with a piece of sausage, some eggs, and non-melted cheese on top of another cracker. I was so mad. It was the hardest shit that I have ever, a biscuit. And like, y'all just open. It had been different if I came right at 10:30 when breakfast is ready to not be served anymore. It would have been different if that's when I had showed up. I'm there 10 minutes to 8. All that shit needs to be fresh, right? And so the person that was sitting with me, he's like, you don't look very happy, David. I'm like,
see, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops, just like your face, all of that right there. It's a big mess. What's going on here?
And that's exactly how I felt. And so I'm like, do I call? It's just the biscuit and some sausage, but I paid for it. You know, not to say the fact that I'm already annoyed because I'm working a whole bunch. And so I'm like, yeah. And so I said, well, okay, let me drink my little coffee, maybe make this little biscuit a little bit softer. So I drank the coffee. The coffee is lukewarm. You know, I don't like coffee real hot, you know, when they burn up kids and stuff. The coffee is lukewarm. And so so I had to warm the coffee up, you know, in the microwave. And I'm like, okay, I have to call. So I called and the lady's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, girl, I was just there. Y'all made me wait the drive through for 5 to 10 minutes. What's your problem? So, you know, I told her all that and she's like, I'm sorry. You know, then they say, well, you want to come back and see if we can make it? Girl, I'm at work. I don't have time to come back for you to make this over for me. And that's why I'm throwing this disgusting shit in the trash can. I thought, you said everybody else does as much. And I'm just giving her a lecture, Richard. I probably did too much, but I was pissed. Then they were, oh, we'll put your name down in the book and then we'll get you. Girl, bye. I don't know if I got time for that. You know, because at that point, I'm like, can you just take it off my credit card? I want to be done. And we're going to send you something in the mail. But, you know, then they'll come vandalize my car like somebody did last time. But I hadn't made anybody mad that week. But anyhow, I'll get to that later. But that was my fast food thing. It was like, what's the purpose? You know, if I can get, only thing I want to get at the gas station from now on will be that gas station pizza. You know, because that's the only thing, obviously, that they can get right at the gas station is the gas station pizza. Anyhow, that was my little fast food and intro for the night. It seemed a lot longer in my head, which is kind of just like 20 minutes in. And somebody was putting like somebody's arrest record in my chat room. I don't know why. Hey, I hope one of my killers come to get me. Y'all, whoever seen this, y'all know so I lost the name because I banned them from the room. But anyhow, so you guys support Miss Caitlyn Jenner. And when we come back, we will talk about, we have a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to hopefully go really fast. What is man spreading? I'll talk about my ketchup conundrum and the old radio swap when we come back on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. All those cool girls out there, I got some brand new CC featuring me. You already know this, man. Hit us up on the hotline. I'm going to play this 14 times. Just hit us up when you want to hear it again. Nappy Boy!
swagger, I'm the your lady wanna be me, that's a fact, know that, yes indeed it. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Yeah, I can hang in the paint, that's why they call me. Cause I be going on them, ooh, they couldn't stop me if they wanted to, that's why they call me. I'm the energizer, playboy bunny, I keep going, going, and you know it, that's why they call me. Please let me know if you really want more, I can take it to the floor, sitting back, relaxing, show. Make you sleepy, nasty girl, keep it on the low. It's a scene. I'm moving up, down, and round and round. Do a little trick and then I scrub the ground. You be like, yeah, man, damn, won't it so bad? Man, I really wanna meet up. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Yeah, I can hang in the bed, that's why they call me. Cause I be going on them. Ooh, they couldn't stop me if they wanted. That's why they call me. I'm the energizer, playboy bunny. I keep going, going, and you know it. That's why they call me. Please let me know if you really want more. I can take it to the floor. Sitting back, relaxing,
yeah, let me roll.
Call me baby, I can
be the
baby.
Even with an IQ of 42, they say I'm a mother genius. Teddy Payne on that thing. There is no need for a remix. Remix. CCTP, we be THEBESTI. P every MC on the S-O-N-G. I stop that beat so I can speak one more with them unique lines. If he say he can beat me, then obviously he lied. Keep trying. This one for the go girls that won't stop. The mother hoe just ain't that hot. I got your bag like a take it top. Now go, go, girl.
Cause I be going on them. Ooh, they couldn't stop me if they wanted to. That's why they call me. I'm the energizer, playboy bunny. I keep going, going, and you know it. That's why they call me. Please let me know if you really want more. I can take it to the floor, sitting back, show. Call me baby, I can be your traffic stop. When you pop, use a go girl. Then use a go girl. If you work hard for your money, use a go girl. You better go girl. Got a couple waiting on the side, use a go girl. Yeah, I'm talking about a go girl. Blow his mind and you keep it hood. Like a real life woman should. Shawty, use a go girl. Cause I be going on them. Ooh, they couldn't stop me if they wanted to. That's why they call me up. I'm the energizer, playboy bunny. I keep going, going, and you know it. That's why they call me. Please let me know if you really want more. I can take it to the floor, sit back, show.
I've been thinking about this all day long. Can't believe how I'm gone and my mind's blown off of you. I'm anticipating when you're coming home. See, tonight we're about to try on something new.
Sexy, baby.
I was thinking role play if you're ready. Boy, get ready. Your training day, boy, come and get me. Are you with me?
Let's keep the lights on, cause tonight I wanna watch you perform.
Watch you perform. Let me see what you got for your girl now, baby.
When I tell you on, you steal the show, boy, you should get in the war.
And as a matter of fact, boy, you know that I do.
I know my name. Can't know where the brother put that thing down.
I'm
for the best kiss in the love, for the best sequel that I
do it. When you make it move, you make my body react. Wanna run it back one-on-one with you. No, the only sound you hear is me say, ooh, ooh.
Won't be talking no more.
Only love making from there, boy, that's the rules. Boy, you know.
It's probably one of the sexiest songs, and y'all bet y'all know who that is, because she's getting back together now. But right after this album, she kind of went away. She was the third winner of American Idol, I believe, Fantasia Barrino. Y'all don't know nothing about that, because Fantasia was the truth back in those days. Remember Baby Mama? And when I said and Fantasia. No, it was, she did really good. It was really good music from Fantasia back then, and you can find that on nowhere else but iTunes. And also before that was Sierra with Go Girl. Nobody liked that song. I think I'm the only person in Atlanta, Georgia that liked that song, because she's an Atlanta girl, and I used to bump to that. I'm like, because remember when T-Pain could be on everybody's song and it was a hit? That was the one that didn't make it. but I liked it. I did like it. But welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. And you know I like to jam a little bit when I'm talking to you guys. I love music. I'm a lover. I don't really like a lot. There's a couple of songs right now that I like on the radio. But I am a 90s boy. I'm an 80s, you know, R&B boy, you know, New Jack Swing before New Jack Swing turned into hip hop. And I was thinking the other day, I was listening to, you know, on XM Radio, they had, well, not the other day, I'll tell you about that in a minute too. On XM Radio, they have all those kind of genre stations, and it was playing music from the 90s, like R&B from the 90s. And why did every boy, R&B boy band, like I guess it was New Edition, Ready for the World, Troop, Boys to Men, all those groups, it always had like this kind of a long music interlude to the song. It was always one of those brothers talking to the song about, hey girl, you know, I've really been missing you for a long time, and I want to see you. And when I see you, I want to caress your body, and it's going to be so, you know, remember when they used to do that? That was kind of good, right? They should have hired me. Anyhow, and so every song starts out with like that, or somewhere in the song, the 4-minute song, one of those brothers was talking to some girl, you know, and I don't think any of the girls did that. I don't think. You know, but I just remember all those boy R&B boy bands. They always had that talking part. Jodeci, you know, they always had a little talking part at the beginning or somewhere in the middle. And they would talk over the music before they would start singing. And I miss those groups. I really do. You know, that's when R. Kelly, before he started pissing on people, that's where he started out. He was with, it was R. Kelly and Public Announcement. Remember that? That vibe song that was horrible, and but everybody loved? Anyhow. I have been reading, you know, I read stuff online a lot. I don't read as much as I should. I was talking to my mother earlier tonight, and she said something. I'm like, oh, wow, I know you knew that. And she's like, I'm smart. She's like, where'd you think you got it from? I'm like, I give it to you. But then she had to give me a diatribe on how I got her intelligence, which I don't think I'm particularly smart, but she was like, I did this for you. I'm like, I think school did it. She didn't like me saying that, but it was funny. But anyhow, I was reading online, and I had never heard of this before. And I guess I live in a big city that had a train system, a subway system in it, and I had never heard of this before. But now, you know how they say ignorance is not an excuse when you're breaking the law? Well, obviously, there's a term called manspreading. So Tristan from New York, this happened in New York, so he may be able to explain. I had to talk to him about it. Manspreading. So let me give you a definition. Manspreading, or man-sitting, is the practice of sitting in public transport with legs wide apart, thereby, covering more than one seat. Both this posture and usage of the term manspreading has caused some internet criticism and debates in the USA, UK, Turkey, and Canada. The term first appeared in public debate when a feminist and anti-manspreading campaign was started on social media website Tumblr in 2013. See, 2013? I didn't know about this. And the validity of the term has been questioned. And so I guess when you're sitting on, you don't want nobody sitting by you on the bus or the train, you spread your legs real, real wide so nobody can sit next to you. For me, that's kind of funny. But when I heard the term, I'm like, well, is manspreading like a, because before I knew and had to look it up and everything, I said, well, is that like a sexual thing to where, you know, you spreading and your man parts fall out of your shorts and you're exposing yourself, or, you know, trying to be suggestive to whomever you're trying to be suggestive on, suggestive to on the subway or on the train. And I'm like, they say manscaping. No, they didn't say manspreading. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. But you know, girls are doing it too. And so, obviously, two men have been arrested in New York for manspreading. As the article says, the act of taking up too much space on the underground or metro system, their arrests have come to light in a report on the efficacy of a broken windows policy in New York. Do you think we have more things to police than people spreading their legs too wide because they don't want somebody funky sitting next to them? I mean, give me a break. Manspreading came to prominence through a politically correct public shaming Tumblr campaign. I said that earlier already, which described the practice as classic among public assertions of privilege. Although it was in the AM New York blog, which coined the term in October last year. That blog notes that taking up more than one seat on the metro is technically illegal under the MTA disorderly conduct rules. If doing so interferes with the comfort of other passengers, passengers caught manspreading can find themselves in line for a $50 fine. Although it's not clear whether any passengers has ever been fined for taking up more room than they need. But obviously they just arrested two of these Latino men, and I don't know if they're going to get fined, but they said now it's part of this whole, we need a quota, we need to make more arrests, y'all. But then again, you're targeting a particular section of the city or of the people, and it's young black men, you know, black men and women, Latinos, the brown folks are the ones who are being subjected to this manspreading law. And I'm like, y'all got a whole bunch of more shit to worry about than people taking up. But I've never rode in public transportation in New York, so it might be to where every seat is needed, which is possible. You can't do it on an airplane. And because, you know, a couple weekends ago when I was in St. Louis, we took the metro to the convention center. And of course, there was nobody in there in the middle of the day. But I'm like, and I was taking up, you know, I'm a big boy. I was taking up 2 seats. Yeah, I need to spread out, you know. So I'm glad they don't have to. They could have thrown my black ass in jail, right? Right there in St. Louis for man spreading. So don't get the wrong idea. It's nothing sexual, like I thought. For us little country people that live in the Midwest, it's not a sexual thing. It's just, you know, you're being too aggressive with the seating on public transportation in New York. Beware. You heard it here. You didn't hear it first, but you heard it on the 5x5 podcast. And speaking of law, in the course of my job, once again, I had to go to court this week to do something. And of course, I can't talk about it, but I had to do that. And so when I'm leaving court, I see a friend and they start giving me the side eye like I was there. And I'm like, bitch, I'm working. You know, what you look at me like that for? Girl. I know she couldn't wait to get back to her computer. She could type my name and see if some shit can come up, you know? I'm like, girl, I'm working. Why are you looking at me like that? And then I didn't have a conversation for her. I'm like, okay, up out of my face. I don't got time for that. You know, looking at me like I'm the criminal. you know, and so the person I was with, he was like, Did she think you was? I said, obviously she did. She looked at me real damn crazy. And he's like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. I'm like, it's more than crazy. He's like, I heard what you said. I'm like, yeah, and I meant every word of it. You know? He said, David, you are so funny. I try to be. We'll be back.
You better go for self, because I flow for self. I'll tell you why there's no love. Simply, you're not cool enough.
don't like Faith Evans. You know, I love me some Faith Evans. She really hasn't had the hits like she used to have back in the day. But this album was the jump off for real. It had all the songs on it, you know, as soon as I get. No, this was the second album. So the first two albums were good. I think this was Faithfully, and the first album was Faith, or Keep the Faith, or something like that, until she got arrested in Atlanta for buying drugs, and people weren't trying to buy her albums anymore. Anyhow, welcome back. Did I just do a Bonita Betrayal? You remember Bonita Betrayal from In Living Color? You know, she was talking about how she loved Miss Jenkins, and then she said something real shady about her, real low. Kim Wayans, hilarious. Missed that show. See, I'm a 90s guy, right? Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Of course, I've said it 1,010,000 times tonight. Hey, Todd Morris. Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Saturday, I talked about this on the little technically bad episode, and so I deleted it. So I'm going to go over through it real again, what happened to me Saturday morning. Now, you guys know I purchased a new car. It wasn't a new car, because Susie Orman would have vetoed me. It was a new used car, but it was a really good car that I did my research on. I ended up getting the Chevrolet Malibu, which is really cute. It's silver. It's my little whip. And, of course, there were some things that, and as a condition of me purchasing it, I want this taken care of. You know, my dad's worked for a Chevrolet for many, many, many years. Longer than I've been alive. And he was like, well, if you're going to buy it, you need to get that taken care of. And it was like minor stuff. It wasn't like something major. Like the CD player was something wrong with it. You know, it had the XM radio and everything, which is really cool. But the CD player wouldn't accept a CD. And I like playing CDs because I like listening to what I like want to listen to, not just random stuff on the radio, which it doesn't matter because the XM was really good. But it doesn't matter. And so, so that had to be repaired, and then I needed a new seatbelt sensor because it kept on beeping. And so I'm like, you do that, I'll buy the car. Okay, we'll do it. Bring it back in on Wednesday. And so I took my car in last Wednesday, and they gave me a Toyota Corolla as a loaner vehicle to drive. And I'm like, I like my car, and if this was a 2014, so it's newer than my car, but I'm like, oh, my car drives so much better than this car. And thing is that I've never have driven a Toyota before. The ignition and the steering column and the gear. I didn't like it at all. I like my car a lot better. And, you know, maybe because I just paid a whole lot of money for it. So I wanted my shit. But regardless, my car was getting some things replaced on it. So it was all good. And so I had this car. So Wednesday, cool. Thursday's cool. I got used to the car. Another big deal. Friday was cool. So overnight, somebody thought it would be a good idea to take a cup full of ketchup. And I'm not saying just like your regular run-of-the-mill, just cup you get from your house. It was one of those plastic cups that you get from McDonald's. You know, the one like you get the Frappuccinos in and the iced coffee in, the clear ones with the little brown logo. The plastic cup, and fill it with ketchup. Filled it with ketchup to the brim, and obviously, from what the police and I figured, launched it at my car. Well, my car that was a loaner car, launched it at my loaner car, and shatters the driver's side mirror, and paints from the front fender all the way to the back, my car, loaner car, with ketchup. When I tell you, at first, it was like, why? Why mess with my car? You know, I'm not pushing a Lexus. I'm not pushing a Jaguar. I'm not pushing a BMW. I'm not pushing an Audi. I'm not pushing a Mercedes. Not that those type of cars make you any better than anybody else, but some people want to floss with that kind of vehicle. I don't need to floss. Because I don't care. I would have kept my car and drove it for a couple more years, you know, if I had my way. But I didn't, and I had to do what I had to do. So But again, this, but the thing is, this Corolla looks a lot like my car. If you, because, you know, I just purchased my car that Monday, you know, so if you had not, well, I guess the Monday before, if you had not seen me much in the car, you would have thought this car was the same. The colors down to the rims, you know, the size. There's a little difference in the lights, of course. But for all intent and purposes, it was the same. And it looked the same. And so, but mine's real better. And so, I'm like, why would you do that? What is the purpose? What do you get out of vandalizing someone's property? You know, and I'm like, seriously? You know, and again, and I'll say this. It was the newest car on the block in the neighborhood. You know, and I've always lived in the inner city. You know, that's where it's most brown. But, you know, I'm tired of living around brown folks. And you heard it be said, and I'll say it again. because, you know, there has to be a level of respect for your community. And sometimes in the inner city, there isn't anything. And you can give whatever reasons that you want to say, oh, this isn't right in the community, or I can't do this in my personal life, and I can't do, you know, sometimes the excuses tend to mount up, and you can only have so many excuses until the problem becomes you and your inaction. You know, and I figured it was probably one of my hating ass raggedy neighbors that had been peeping me since I purchased my car. But again, it's not like a Malibu ain't shit. You know, a Corolla ain't shit. So why are you doing that? Because the thing is, when the police, when I called the police, when they came, they were like, well, do you have a baby mama? You know, I just looked
Kids,
at them.
It's your life.
And so, but my thing is, why is that the first thing you went to? Instead of say, do you have a ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife, ex-boyfriend? The first thing them motherfuckers is, you have a baby mama. I looked at him. You know, I mean, I really looked at him.
See, that's how my disposition gets when my blood sugar drops. Just like your face, all of that right there. It's a big mess what's going on here.
And so before something crazy came out of my mouth, you know, about that comment, I said, I don't have baby mamas. You know, I said, I work a lot. You know, and then he just kind of looked at me and was like, oh, what do you do? And I told him, he's like, okay, you know, it kind of changes too. There's a certain way you have to address me. Not that I'm all that fabulous or anything. I would not take disrespect from anyone. I don't care who it is. You know, he could have said I had drugs and hit me upside the head and shot me and said that I went for his gun. But we didn't get there. So anyhow, y'all know what I'm talking about. And so, and so we're talking about it or whatever. He makes a little police report. And he's like, yeah, I kind of think somebody's mad at you. He said, because there's no other car damaged or this is done to. I was, well, they only had one can of thing of ketchup. But they said, well, why do it to you? And I'm like, because there are some hating-ass people who live over here, obviously. And he's like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. You know, people get mad if somebody's doing well. I'm like, because I don't consider that I got bills. I got a job to pay for those bills. You know, it's not, you know. It's just the way it is. What I chose to do in my life to pay for my bills. I like to go to little comic book conventions and spend my money on that silly shit like that. For you to try to take it, because, you know, and I'll tell you that after we come back from break, I'll tell you the rest of the story, which kind of bled into today. And but I'm like, you know, why would somebody do that? And why ketchup? You know, it needed a washer. You could throw some water on that motherfucker so I wouldn't have to, excuse my language. So, you know, so I wouldn't have to run through the car wash again. But I'm like, it's just silly. And then you're trying to take something away from me that I worked hard for. Even though it wasn't my car, I'm responsible for it. You're trying to, you know, stop my flow. But nothing stops me, you know. If I'm doing something and, you know, I don't whine, even though I might seem like I'm whining now, I'm just talking, but I don't whine about it. I'm like, okay, it didn't help me. I got to take care of it, you know. And when we come back, I will tell you how it kind of bled in to today's situation with my car. It's a 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be back.
To hurt you, but you didn't even try to take away my pain or dry my weeping eyes. 'Cause you can't, baby, you keep doing me wrong, and I won't accept it no more. You had me so close. So blind, everything was about you, and I put all my needs aside. So go back to her, stop wasting my time, 'cause I'm gonna stand up. I'm tired of being let down, takes a heard that song the first time in Atlanta, Georgia, at Club Europe. I don't know if you guys know where that is, but anybody who listens to the show from Atlanta, at Club Europe, doing some type of Black Pride event. And I would tell you, I was probably 5 feet from Jennifer Hudson when she sung the song live. You know, not the new Jennifer Hudson, but the old Jennifer Hudson back then when she was, you know, a little thick, little hey. She was a little bit of that. But no, but it was just amazing to hear her. The live vocal, because this girl can really sing. The live vocal of that song is 100 times better than that recorded one. I mean, it was that serious. Fun night. That was Jennifer Hudson. Actually, the runner-up to Fantasia. Well, I think she just came in third or fourth place on third or fourth season of American Idol. Welcome back to the 5x5 podcast. And we are heading into the final stretch. So thank you guys who checked out the show live tonight. I appreciate you guys. The whole catch-up thing with the car and everything pissed me off, whatever. Rinsed it off. Mirrors cracked, not broken. It's shattered. Still, you know, it's like 100. It's shattered. I can't explain it. And but I had work to do, so I had to continue to drive I let it get me down for a little bit, because let's say I was like, okay, that kind of pisses me off, because people are stupid, people are rude, people have no, and whether it was a kid or not, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't do silly stuff like that because my parents raised me right, you know, and I was scared that they would find out about it and beat me to death. But, you know, that's how my sister and I was raised, and we've never been in any trouble. Thank the Lord. You know, people keep pissing me off, I'm being in trouble, but is this the way we were raised, to respect other people's property, you know? And, you know, it's just silly, senseless vandalism for no point or reason other than to cause discord or to get some kind of enjoy. What do you get from it? You know, doesn't make sense. But anyhow, so how it bled into today, you know, because today they call, well, yesterday they say, Miss David, your car is ready with your radio and your seatbelt thing. You can pick it up. I'm working. I'll pick it up today. That was yesterday. So I'll pick it up today. So I rode through there this afternoon. And with the Corolla, I parked the car. You know, I walk in there and I said, yeah, here's the car. And I told him what the problem I had. So, I turned into my insurance. You know, the thing is, I have a deductible. So whatever the price is, just let me know and I'll pay for it. No big deal. I've already checked the price online. Don't get jiggy with it, because I know how much those mirrors cost. And so then I went and got my car. So I get in it. So, you know, when you get something and you get used to it, you know, so, you know, I look at the stereo, the first glance, and the seatbelt's not beeping, so that's not, you know, it's not even ringing an alarm because it's not beeping, so I know it's fixed. And so, but my stereo, which sometimes one of the most important things is the stereo, right? Hold on. I just got a work text. It was a stupid question. Don't text me with stupid stuff in the middle of the night. And so I get in the car. So I'm looking. I'm like, That isn't it. Something's not right. You just know at first glance something ain't right. And so I want to see if the CD player is working. So, of course, I go to put a CD in. And I'm like, there's a button missing. So I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking it's a new, maybe an updated, newfangled version of the stereo that I had before. And I'm like, okay. So I look to find my XM. You know, you hit your band, you go AM, FM1, FM2, XM radio. Not there. I'm like, they put in the wrong stereo in my car. And so now I'm mad, because not only did I have to pay for that mirror. I knew I was going to pay for that mirror. Not only had to pay for that mirror, y'all didn't try to pull a switcheroo on me and give me a radio that, and it's a factory one, you know, that is a lower grade than what I had before. So my head really starts hurting. So I roll up back, well, I go back into the dealership. I said, hey, that's the wrong stereo. And he's like, excuse me? You know, and these people are weird. I've never seen a place that there's never any eye contact. They look beyond you and aside you. I'm like, it's very, very odd. And so I'm like, I have XM radio. I have satellite radio. That's not a satellite radio. Oh, well, nobody told me about it. I don't care what they told you. You would think you would have known, well, what kind of stereo is this? And he said, well, the used one. I said, excuse me, used one? He's like, yeah, the used one we put in there. I'm like, well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. I want a new stereo. I want it to be an XM radio stereo, just like I had, because, again, it was a condition of my purchase. And he said, well, you just leave your car. I'm not leaving my car again. Y'all had my car for a week. I'm not leaving it again. You call me when you get the part, and I want to see the part when it comes in. How about that? Yes, sir. I'm like, that's stupid, you know. So I stomp out of there, just mad. But the CD player works. But I'm like, you know, do people not take the time to give you the customer service and get all the facts? You know, y'all try to get away with giving me a use and think that I wasn't going to notice. You know, you really thought that I was not going to notice that shit.
I got two words. Girl, bye.
I got two words to say. Girl, bye. Because it's stupid. You know, don't do that. Because if it's not right, now you can inconvenience me a second time on top of me having to pay for that mirror. Fix my shit. Give me the right shit. And don't try to be funny with it. Because my next visit, if it's not right, it won't be nice. And they better be calling me. What today was when? They didn't be calling me on Friday and let me ask me, when can you drop your car off to get it fixed? And I want it fixed the same day I dropped it off. So, because now I'll be a bitch. You know, because I can. Anyhow, I hope you guys have a good week. And I hope the remainder of my week is not bad, because I'm over it. So pray for your brother. We'll be back next week, hopefully, at a decent time, decent hour, and we'll talk a little bit more. We're gonna go out with Little Walter by Tony, and we'll see you next time. You guys have a great weekend, and be safe. Good night. He planned to pay.